Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Oh yeah, the call to the post, and we're back for another year, the 2026 edition of the Triple Crown Series, the Super Bowl here today of horse racing. The Kentucky Derby, the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs in Louisville. And we're excited to give you extended Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for being with us. And thanks to Joe and Derek and the team for getting you up to this point so far on WGR. And we're going to keep it rolling for another 3 hours from 2 to 5. Happy to be back here for now what feels like, I don't know, more than a dozen years or so of doing these shows on the course of the three Saturdays that bring us our Triple Crown Series, including, of course, today for the Kentucky Derby. We're live at Batavia Downs inside the Park Place Room, and happy to be back here with you. A jam-packed show. Ryan Hasenauer, who you may have heard with earlier around 1 o'clock on WGR, going to join me here throughout the show, including in just one moment. He'll give us what the scene is like here and set the stage for how you can participate in what is a annual fun day here at Batavia Downs celebrating the Kentucky Derby. Of course, though, a ton on the Sabres. Everybody, whether you're coming here to watch the Derby today, whether you're just a casual horse racing fan, whether you maybe you just watch the Derby itself, or no matter what you're doing across Western New York today, everybody is talking about the Sabres as they clinched the series last night against the Boston Bruins with a 4-1 victory to win in six, and now they'll face the winner of Tampa and Montreal. If you've been listening to WGR yesterday, an interesting development. Owen Parker, part of the morning show team, on air essentially was talked into going to Boston, and from our friendly listeners, got a little push on the financial side to go do it. And he had a great time last night. And guess what? He's going to tell us how the travels all went at 2:30. So that's coming up at 2:30. Sal Capaccio on the Bills and the draft and what's up next here as they start to come together with all the draft picks. And we'll get Sal's take on the Sabres as well. And then Paul Hamilton, of course, our reporter who was in Boston last night, is currently flying back from Boston. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock. So jam-packed show. And then Ryan throughout here this afternoon. Let's bring him in right now. Hi, Ryan. Oh, wait, terrible engineering on me. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
What's up, Ryan? How are you, man?
I was partially my brain not working there to turn you on because I was smelling the chicken
barbecue, which we set up a little different here.
Yeah,
this
you
year.
Set it literally right next to the table. That's going to make for poor radio for my brain concentrating here.
I got to tell you, so we're having some conversations. We had of course, we had a board meeting this week, so our board was here, and of course, I was talking to our president CEO Byron Brown, and you know, just excited to relate to everybody just exactly what you know, the Derby is. You know, Byron was here last year for the Derby, but again, you know, we made some nice changes here, moving things around here in the Park Place room. Right to my left is Ian from the WGR Street team, from the prize patrol, mm-hmm. and you're spinning a wheel to try to win some great prizes from WGR. And yes, the chicken barbecue folks are right next to us, so each one of those lovely chicken barbecues is wafting by us as people are buying it here in the jam-packed Park Place room as we get ready for one of the three Derby parties we have on site today.
Yes, one of three.
Yeah.
And you're in charge of it. So how are you pulling all this off here?
Well, I got to tell you, of course, number one is we have a great staff here at Batavia Downs. They're the best staff in the world. So shout out to my marketing team and all the wonderful people in the events department. I see our director of security is here, keeping things all nice and calm. And you know, all the great people come together here on the Super Bowl of days at Batavia Downs. So we've got the Derby Gala upstairs, which is sold out as per usual. So there'll be a lot of people upstairs enjoying themselves for that. Down here, the chicken barbecue runs until it runs out. And so, you know, $40 is going to get you a $25 free play, a $5 wager on the Derby, a free program, and of course that chicken barbecue that comes with coleslaw, salt potatoes, and a water or a soda. And what a great value it is, because you can come in and you can watch the races on all the TV screens that we have here at Batavia Downs inside of the Park Place room. And then inside of Thurman's 34 Rush Sports Bar, which was jam-packed last night for that big Sabres win, we've got ourselves a sampling from White Claw and, of course, the biggest screen in Genesee County. So if you are maybe dropping your kid off at a local golf course and you want to come by,
like I was.
You can come out and watch the race here at TV Downs, including all these lead-up races. There's a lot of great lead-up races today, too. So
yeah, it's not just the Derby race itself at 6:57, right? There's races all day at Churchill
Downs.
All
day, yeah. I think they're on race number 5 or 6 at this point.
The 12th race is the one, obviously, that most will be focused on. But there's races all day.
Yeah, if you want to make your wager on the Derby, of course, you're going to be looking at race number 12, a mile and a quarter, of course, around the track, live on NBC. And, it's going to be awesome. We've got a really good field this year. Really wide open, I think. There's a lot of horses that can win, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, at 3:30... Ryan will come back with us as he does, and we'll go horse by horse through the field, which is now down to 19. We've had some scratches throughout the week and including today.
Yeah, this morning, unfortunately, the number 9, which, you know, my lucky number is number 9, so I was planning on betting the Puma, not just Puma, the Puma, unfortunately, with jockey Javier Castellano, which my buddy Chris's favorite jockey. He unfortunately did have an inflamed leg there, so they decided to err on the side of caution, which is great, and they made sure that the horse was safe, and they're going to not run him today. So,
all right, so that is obviously something that we'll be monitoring here. Now, the favorite coming in, Renegade, mm-hmm. I know we've been talking about it all week in post number 1, which at the Derby, people might think, well, isn't it good to be on the inside? Isn't that the shorter route?
Sure,
why not? But when you've got 19 horses, normally 20 here, it can be crowded, so that also can be viewed as a negative, right?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years they kind of redid the gate, Brian, to make it not as terrible to get the rail. It's still not great. Thankfully for Renegade, he's a very strong horse. He's a horse, you know, and I'm sure we're going to go through it all, but he did win the Arkansas Derby, so he's a very, you know, good horse. And he also prefers to stalk or close, so he's not trying to get out to the lead and trying to beat all the other horses, like, to the first, you know, corner flag there to make that left.
Yeah,
he's really just kind of looking to kind of sidle himself into that position between 4 and 8 and just bide his time and wait and wait and wait. And then when the time is right for him to go, he's going to get that urging on from Errat Ortiz Jr., one of the very best jockeys in the game today, to make that final run and try to get the run for the roses here.
All right. So this obviously is the race too, where, as you said earlier, you tend to see more of the favorites come about. Is that a fair and accurate statement to make?
So, you know, you mentioned earlier, we've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
We thought we were the jinx for a while there with respect to the Sabres. And when the schedule came out, you even texted me and said, hey, even if there is a Game 7, it won't be on Derby Day, thankfully.
Yeah. It fell right in between nicely for you.
Yeah, because you would have had to have either, I don't know, I would have had to go to the WGR studios and done this or something.
I don't know what we would have done. And who knows, depending on when the game was.
Right.
I mean, you're right.
And if we're still playing, you're supposed to be out here for the Preakness as well. So we got to figure that out.
That's right.
But, you know, the when it comes to the Derby, you know, the favorite for a long time, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 years in a row with you, they won.
Yeah.
The favorite, the post-time favorite, has not won in 7 years now. And if you look at the top of the handy-dandy thing that I've given to Brian and Jeremy, you know, I send out to those guys, Sovereignty won last year, 1796. So, you know, 1796 divided by two, that's 9-1 odds. That's definitely not the favorite.
Right.
Before that was Mystic Dan, paying 39. The year before was 2023, Feather in My Cap. Mage, I picked that. I was touting that all day. And the year before that, my favorite call in the history of the Kentucky Derby, when Rich Strike, the longest long shot to ever win the Derby, at 81.5 odds, 81.5-1, won and paid $163 for a $2 bet to win. The exacta paid $4,000. What a great day that was for a lot of folks here at Batavia Downs.
All right. So, yeah, super exciting today. Is this, as we said, it's the first of the three. And no matter what happens today, we know there'll be, we hope, an opportunity for a Triple Crown. We've seen sometimes the Derby winner, we find out, like, a little in front of the Preakness that unfortunately they're not going to run.
Right.
Now, there was a story about that, that there's a push to move that. You and I have been debating that over the years about creating more of a bigger gap in between the three Triple Crown races so that we can ensure
right.
that somebody that wins the Derby will race in the Preakness and then someone who wins the Preakness will ultimately race in the Belmont, because the buildup and the anticipation of, hey, we could have a Triple Crown here, like, that's very good for the horse racing industry.
It is, you know, and obviously horse racing is kind of evolving into something different as, you know, people are distracted by their phones and other things are going on. It's a little bit tougher to get people into the sport, but it's such a fun sport and it's got so much history. And, you know, when you watch NBC today and you see all the celebrities are there, you know, this is a cultural touchstone, right? Like, this is a big deal. And folks, there's racing every day. You can go to an OTB branch, you can come to Batavia Downs, and you can bet on racing every day. And yeah, the pools aren't as big as they are on Derby Day. Derby Day is it for the big pools, but there's still big pools for other races, for some of these lead-up races, and for the Preakness in 2 weeks. So there is going to be an opportunity, you know, for people to hopefully get into the sport and see what goes on. Yeah, it sounds like it's a done deal that they're going to move the Preakness back next year to 3 weeks. And then Belmont's going to have to make a decision. Do we move back another week or do we leave it so now it's only a 2 week rest between the Preakness and the Belmont? Also, in all of this, is there's not going to be a Preakness at Pimlico for the next 2 years. They're going to be moving to Laurel because they had to condemn part of the grandstand down there.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of moving parts and pieces to these Triple Crown races. And, you know, of course, we'll be putting it out there on our Facebook pages, and you know, you guys will be on top of it with us as well. But yeah, I'm
just to
not
give everybody knowledge of it. Right now,
yeah,
the Derby goes, and then there's a 2 week gap to the Preakness, and then after the Preakness, there's a 3 week gap
to the Belmont.
To the Belmont,
yep.
And as you said, the Preakness may be looking to make that have a 3 week gap. But you're right. But then the Belmont, which is normally the first Saturday in June,
most of the time, yeah,
for the most part. Would, if they bump the Preakness down, well, then that would leave a 2 week gap. So now it's 3-2 instead of 2-3. It's like, well, are
right.
you? And we know the Belmont, the longest one,
yep.
is the one where the horse is essentially physically being the most worked and drained.
And drained. And, yeah. and the Preakness is the shortest one.
Yeah.
So you would think you'd actually give the closest amount of time for the Preakness. And it makes sense the way it is now, right?
Would you That's go 3-3? Is that how you solve it?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a if I was running Belmont Park, and of course, again, it's not at Belmont Park, it's at Saratoga again this
That's
year
right.
because they're doing the construction down there. But, you know, what's happening is if you move it closer to the end of June, you're going to be worried about nobody's on summer vacation by then, even if you move it back a week. But you're getting closer to finals times for schools. You're getting closer to dads and grads. You know, some places do graduate early or do have graduation ceremonies a little bit earlier. So, you know, every time you move something, you know, it, where it's literally for 100 years been on a certain day. This is Derby 152 today, guys.
Right.
You know, for however many years it's been on a certain day, that can kind of mess with people's schedules. And all of a sudden,
there's Father's Day weekend involved too, which
yeah.
for people, there's family events and activities or
yeah.
travel or things like that. That
non-negotiable
are
to move some of those things if
right.
you've got tradition in your family. So they don't want to mess with that. They don't want to mess with that tradition. You know, personally, as somebody who wants to see a lot of Kentucky or a lot of Triple Crown winners, which is good for the sport because it brings notoriety to the sport. Obviously, there in many people's minds, there'll be an asterisk next to it if, in fact, a horse wins the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, and it's a 3-3, you know, week gap between them. But at the same time, it's still physically demanding to do it, and your opponent's got that rest too.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of new shooters in there. So all of a sudden, you know, you can say, well, This horse won, and then he got 3 weeks later, and he won the Preakness. Well, a whole bunch of those horses also had 3 weeks rest. And a whole bunch of those horses that are in the Preakness didn't race in the Derby. They had even more rest, Brian.
Yeah.
So as long as the horse is winning the race, I still think there's something to be said about that it's a true test of the champion to be able to do all those things.
Yes. And, you know, I'll go ahead and do the meme that is so famous with Grandpa Simpson, the old man yelling at Cloud here. Oh, right. We're softening society. If the horse can't do it, then he's not worthy of a Triple Crown. Like, that probably was the cry
sure.
for many for a long time. And yeah. we had a huge gap
huge.
From the 70s all the way to just, what, to the mid-20-teens there.
Yep.
And we had a couple there, what, 2 and 3 years was the Triple Crown, right?
Farrell won it, and then Justify won it, yep. Yeah. So you had a couple there.
And know. Now we're still waiting. Now we're at almost a decade now, right?
Yeah, because that was it 2000?
Was that 16 and 18?
16. Or? Yeah, because California Chrome was, you have to look it up. I got to tell you, I probably should have a mind with a trap like this where I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's these dates. But a lot of them, they go together. But yeah, Justify was definitely 2018. And I think that was the last time we had a Triple Crown winner.
Yes. American Pharaoh.
Yep.
2015.
It was 15.
And
okay.
then Justify 2018. So there was 2 years in between there.
And yeah. I got to tell you, the debate was never hotter than the year that Farrell won it in 2015, because if you remember, the year before was California Chrome
yeah.
who had won the first two and then did not win the Belmont. And everyone was like, if Chrome can't do it, nobody can do
right.
it. This is the modern era. We need to move it back. But you know, the next year, American Pharoah, one of the greatest racehorses of all time. I still have a thing in my office where I have a win ticket from the Belmont that I was able to get from somebody we knew that was down in Belmont Park. Belmont Park pocketed a whole bunch of money because all these people were buying $2 win tickets and didn't cash them. Because they wanted to have him for a frame. And I have a $2 win ticket for that horse here at Batavia Downs as well. So I have a nice little frame in my office to commemorate that. That was a great, great day here at Batavia Downs when Farrell won the whole thing.
If you look at the history of it, 13 horses have won the Triple Crown, which obviously requires winning at the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. It happened in 1919. Sir Barton,
yes, yep. right.
And then three times in the 30s. Gallant Fox, Omaha, War Admiral. Then four more times in the 40s, Whirlaway, Count Fleet, Assault, Citation. And then a huge gap all the way to the 70s, Secretariat.
The greatest
horse of all time. Won 1973, Seattle Slew, 1977. And then the next year, Affirm, 1978. And then the other huge gap in the timeline all the way from 1978 to 2015, American Pharoah, and then Justify in 2018. So for you and I,
yeah,
in our lifetimes, I mean, we were not there to see Affirmed in 78. So, like, American Pharoah and Justify, like, that was the first in our lifetime. So there was a whole we've been talking this week, a whole generation of Sabre fans that have never seen them in a playoff series.
Right.
Like, for horse racing fans, or even just sports fans in general, there was a whole generation that hadn't seen even what was a close opportunity at Triple Crown. And it happened two times over a four-year span. And now we'll see, obviously, if we get it this year here in 2026.
Yeah, there's some horses that can definitely do it. You've got some horses that have great distance in their breeding, and we'll go over all of that at 3:30. But certainly there's always that – it's just – there's that something in the air where just, like, if you care about it like I do and like many people in this room do about horse racing, it's just so exciting because every year is a fresh opportunity for a horse to make history. So it's really, really great.
Yeah.
And we got some people taking some pictures here with the WGR table here, and everyone's dressed to the nines, man. I love it. Everyone's just dressed up real nice, great dresses, great hats. And that's another thing that's great about the Derby. Like, you know, sometimes people want a reason to dress up. Everyone talks about how everyone's on their phones and nobody's going out anymore. This is one of those going out, having fun, and getting dressed up and just having a good time kind of days.
So yeah, the hats are really, really impressive here along the way that people are coming in walking. This is the biggest hat day of the year, right, for ladies? For
oh,
sure,
I would
especially.
Think so, yeah. Certainly this yeah. is one of the biggest hat days of the year. So
yeah. Yeah. Got people looking for programs here along
yeah,
the way.
Absolutely,
it's live
yeah.
radio coming yes. over here asking us for programs here. Right over on the side.
Yeah, yeah. right over on the side where the programs are. You got it.
Awesome. So, all right. So, today, the Derby, $5 million purse, mile and a quarter, 6:57 post time. If you want to watch coverage, NBC will have it all afternoon starting at 2:30. So,
yeah, so in 13 minutes. Yeah,
13 minutes. It'll flip over to there. And you're not missing any hockey if you want the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's only one game of the schedule, and
right.
it's later tonight at 8. As we start the other Eastern series now, it's amazing the leap as the Sabres advance to round two, Ryan. Only four left in the East. Like, it feels like, ooh, it got closer all of a sudden here.
Yeah.
There's only Carolina and Philly, and then the Buffalo, whoever they're going to play series. Like, that's going to be it left in the East. So Philly and Carolina will start tonight. That's the lone hockey game on the schedule. And even if you're a big NBA guy, the only NBA game today is Boston-Philadelphia. That's also tonight. So
right. The
Derby's kind of got a lone spot here all alone, which I'm sure is exciting. It adds a little bit more to it.
Yeah, it worked out for sure. We got three game sevens tomorrow for basketball and for hockey, something like that. So that's going to be a great sports day tomorrow, I got to tell you. I was talking to somebody. My buddy Chad was over last night. We were watching the game in my basement. And, you know, we were talking when we knew it looked like we were going to definitely win. Who we wanted, of course, at that time, the winning goal hadn't been scored in the other game yet. Yeah. It was in overtime. But I got to tell you, I mean, that's a great, great debate of who do we want. Would we rather have, you know, a team in the Lightning, who I think, you know, we've got a great history with and we beat them. You'd mentioned earlier on air how crazy the crowd would be for both in Buffalo but also in Montreal if we play Montreal.
If anybody wants to go on a road trip, Montreal is easier, but I think getting a ticket could be impossible. I think getting a ticket in Tampa feels doable.
It does. And also for so long, you know, and a lot of these Lightning fans love to chirp Sabres fans on Twitter. I've notice, and they're like, "Oh, well, you guys are all coming out of the woodworks." It's like, "No, we were here. We just didn't want to go to the games because we were having a tough time with how the team was playing." But for the longest time, anytime you watch any Florida team on TV, you can hear the Sabres fans on the broadcast and how loud they are because there's so many of them in the building. So I don't want to hear it from Tampa fans, you know, in terms of bandwagoning or whatever else. You're right, Brian. I think it's a lot easier to get those tickets. And I gotta tell you, I know you got Owen Parker coming up at 2:30. I have my own story. I didn't drive. I flew, but I did fly down for Game 7 of the 2006. Eastern Conference Finals against Carolina, when, of course, we had basically the Rochester Americans playing defense for us due to some situations there. And I made that decision basically after my friends got tickets. They had to go and, like, wait for the tickets. I think back then, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think back then they actually put the tickets for Game 7 on sale until they knew there was going to be a Game 7, if that's
interesting.
A thing back then. But they waited out at the or maybe they were on sale and they were still available, because my friend was like, "No, we just went down to the box office at the arena and bought them." And I thought, you went down and bought tickets after Game 6 was over when they knew there was going to be a Game 7 and there were still tickets available in Carolina. That does not say very good things about the Carolina fan base at that time.
By the way, you're talking about tickets. Tickets to the general public, if anybody wants to scoop up the remaining Sabre tickets that are left, 3 p.m. today.
Okay. You can go online and buy tickets for games, all games in the next round?
Yep, I'm going to double check that right now.
And we would be 1, 2, 5, and 7 again, if necessary.
Yes, for sure.
Gotcha.
Because the Sabres obviously will have
higher seed,
right. Yeah. If they play Carolina, if they advance and they play Carolina, they would start on the road. If they advance and play Philadelphia, then they would be the home team there again. But
gotcha.
Yeah, I know that today season ticket holders and package holders, I think it was opening up at noon for them to get the early pre-sale window, and then tickets coming up a little bit later. I'll get that information if I can't find it here as I'm stalling a little here to get it done. But I know that
there's a lot of great shout out to the Sabres social media team for just keeping
3:00.
Everybody entertained.
It is 3:00 today. So
3:00 today. Okay.
The Sabres say limited ticket inventory for round two will go on sale at 3:00. So, hey, be ready here.
Maybe I'll disappear at 3:00 and go upstairs to my office and
see if you can get it.
Get a couple tickets for B&T.
The ticket demand was insane, obviously,
oh my gosh,
when it first started, and then the resale and all that sort of stuff. But
yeah.
I will say this. I mean, there's usually a decent contingent of Bruins fans. I know people have even connected, like, why are there a lot of Bruins fans, Southern Ontario fans coming to the game? And the Bobby Orr connection and all that
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, they're a storied franchise.
There was very, very limited Bruins fans. Like, people were not, even though people knew, hey, I could sell these and make a couple $100 they were like, look, we have been waiting 15 seasons for this here.
Yeah.
We are not, if we got tickets, we are going.
We're going. We're going to be there. There's a fair amount of people that have season tickets here that are, you know, some of my coworkers, and I don't think any of them sold any of their tickets.
Yeah.
I think they went to every
At this point,
game,
why would you want to?
No, it's too
We've
much of a fun
so
ride,
long.
Man. It's the best.
Being in that building has been so good. The atmosphere has been outstanding.
I was lucky enough to be at Game 1.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the
obviously.
The third period had to have been just,
it was,
right? That's, it's one of those moments you'll remember forever, that third period.
Walking into the building, first of all, it was so windy outside, but it didn't matter. It's
partying
in the plaza, walking around, seeing people you knew. We get in. And first thing that happens, you know, when it's game time, right? Sabretooth from the rafters, total nostalgia, love it, just the best. and then the video, and then the anthems, and then they come out in Dire Straits, and it's just like, it was very dusty in there for me personally, and it was just like, I'm just so lucky to be able to experience this and be here. It was just like literally the best, and then to have it be where we're having a tough time because how do we score just twice in the series? We scored first, right? Last night, and I think game four,
I want to say. I think that's right.
But we go down early, and you're like, oh boy. And then just a battle, and then the third period, it's just like, this is peak. This is unbelievable. So, yeah, I would not sell my tickets if I had them. So.
Yeah, no, I have a feeling that the demand for this round, I mean, it's just going to go up. We know the prices are going to go up here for sure. But, yeah, round two. So, again, if you haven't already, I'm sure if you're a season ticket holder or a package holder, if you have like half season or whatever, you've already gotten the email to get your pre-sale in. But if you are just general public looking to buy tickets, they go on sale at 3 p.m. So have your fastest device and whatever your best internet connection is and be ready.
Logged in. Yeah, don't wait to log in. Make sure you're logged in already. All that good stuff on the website right there.
Yeah. All right. So I know you said the gala is sold out. But the chicken barbecue is first come, first serve, right?
We're sitting, there was a line of people. It's coming in spurts in here in terms of like how many people are coming at a time. So, and we also have, our other great restaurants open. I can see the Homestretch Grill from where we're sitting. That's busy too. Of course, Thurman's 34 Rush Sports Bar has got a ton of great food in there. And then Fortune's is open at 3 o'clock as well. So you can get yourself a nice steak dinner if you're feeling like you really want to go upper level today on Derby Day. So a lot of great places to eat here at Batavia Downs. And come on out.
All right. Good stuff. Talk about wagering here. I know lots of different ways to do it. I also want to ask you about why it's important to wager through that in a second. But
yeah.
Batavia Bets, if you can't get anywhere today, right? BataviaBets.com.
That's your spot, BataviaBets.com. You can deposit and make that wager online from any PC, tablet, or smartphone with an internet connection.
Okay, very good. Why is it? I know you're talking about shop local.
Right? Yeah.
So explain what you mean by that.
So Batavia Downs is owned by Western Regional Off-Track Betting, which is owned by the municipalities of Western New York, 17 municipalities, including the city of Rochester, the city of Buffalo, the county of Erie, the county of Monroe, and a bunch of other counties that are around. And, at the end of every quarter, the monies that we make go back to those counties and those cities. And last year, we had our largest distributions of all time. Over $12 million went back to the citizens of Western New York. I know you're an Erie County resident. I'm an Erie County resident. So the money goes back to those places. And when you make a wager with some other company that's maybe an online app or something like that, that money goes out of state. That money is not employing anybody locally. Nobody from those companies lives in Batavia, lives in Buffalo, lives in Hamburg, lives, up in Kenmore. People don't work for those companies that live locally. And so when you make your bet locally at an OTB branch, you're making sure that those OTB branches stay open and those people who are employed there are doing their thing. You make your wager on Batavia Bets, we have a Batavia Bets team that works here at Batavia Downs that lives in Batavia in the area. And of course, if you make your wager here at Batavia Downs, we have people from all over Western New York that commute here to work here each and every day. So when you make your bet, we ask you to please make your bet with OTB, whether it's on BataviaBets.com, at your local branch, at one of those easy bets. We have those mini OTBs inside of bars and restaurants and bowling alleys all across Western New York, or of course here at the flagship at Batavia Downs. So make a local bet and help us out and make sure that you're shopping local in that sense.
And I know from you telling me for many years here the amount of philanthropy that Batavia Downs does across Western New York, supporting education and some other charitable things along those lines. Like that's where a lot of this money that may be coming in also ends up at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, right off the bat, first of all, a portion of the money that's wagered on the gaming floor goes right to state education through the New York State Lottery. So it's something like 44% of every dollar goes to New York State. So that's right off the
bat.
That's
great. Yeah.
Then after that, you have your expenses, that we, do because we're a business or whatever. And that's what I just talked about, those distributions. And those go to the counties and the cities, and they do what they need to with that money. Some of them lower real property taxes. Some of them, do things. They go into general funds. The counties get to decide what to do with those things, but they go back to help the folks that live in those counties. And then, like you said, we have BDG Cares, which is our philanthropy wing. We have our own Facebook page. If you have an event coming up, be sure to contact us. We love donating baskets in the form of an envelope that includes an overnight stay here at Batavia Downs, so you can raffle that off at some event that you have. We give out hundreds of those every single year. And so, you know, that's real money that we're donating to these local events and these charities and these places. You know, we're sponsoring things. We want to make sure that we're really touching the people of West New York. And I think that's one of the greatest things about working here in this position. I've been here for 18 years, and we've never touched more groups out there than we do now. And it's great to see, because when I get those thank you letters, not that I need them, but boy, when I get a little thank you hand scribbled note or a picture of people at the event, or somebody calls up and they're like, hey, I'm calling up to redeem my free hotel room I won at this event. Boy, that just makes you feel good, because you know that that person made a difference and they were, you know, they're getting rewarded for making a difference. So, you know, we're part of the Western New York community, and, you know, we've been here for 51 years. OTB has. The track's been here since 1920. So, you know, it's important to shop local and support.
And not to go down here, economy 101, but that's how the cycle works, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're the donations, and somebody wins the prize, they come here, they enjoy the night in the hotel, and now they're spending money at the restaurant, they're supporting the employees who's working at the restaurant, they in turn go somewhere else, buy money, and it, you know, that's how it all works.
Keep the money local.
Everybody in Western New York can thrive. Very good. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it for all that you do, and obviously organizing three different parties here today. Kudos to you and your team.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for being part of it, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to do it. And, yeah, we've been doing it for, I don't know, you and I here for 12, 15 years. I don't know how many.
We've got to figure out exactly. I had the date at one point, and our agent to the stars here, Bridget, is here as well. If you're looking to promote your business, call Bridget at Odyssey. I almost said Entercom. At Odyssey. And, you know, listen, man, you know, we were advertising the Derby nonstop and on WGR traffic, you know, and drive time. I think we were on BEN. Thanks to Brian Mads for putting me on BEN the other day. So, yeah, it's good times here with WGR.
Well, we're going to bring you back again.
Sounds good. 3:30, we're going to go through them all. Yeah.
We're going to go through all the horses. So be ready. If people want to know a little bit about every horse, we'll do it in 1 hour. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs. Again, he'll be joining me throughout the show here today. Okay. Yesterday, if you were listening to the morning show, Owen Parker, literally on air, got talked into a trip to Boston for game number 6, where the Sabres won last night. So we'll hear about that adventure with Owen, and obviously his breakdown of the series as well here as the Sabres move on. Lots of Sabres talk throughout. Sal Capaccio at 3, Paul Hamilton at 4, and Ryan has an hour sprinkled throughout here. I'm Brian Colziel. Our Kentucky Derby Triple Crown show continues here as we step aside from inside the Park Place room on WGR.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The clock running down. Erasmus Dahlin, the Sabres captain, has the puck on his stick, and the Boston Bruins are going to retreat. And if you want to watch second round playoff action, you drive to Lindy Ruffalo as the Buffalo Sabres have beaten the Boston Bruins 4-1. We thank you, Boston, for your hospitality, but we have somewhere to be, and that's round two.
That's Dan and Rob from last night. Yes, Dan, you've got an appointment. Round two, game one. Still don't know yet. Kind of wish the league would come out with the schedule today, just for all of us so we can make your plans. They know Buffalo's hosting game one and two, so I think they could do it, but we'll see. If it was judging by how long it took last time, we may not get it. But anyway, welcome back here. Kentucky Derby Triple Crown Show live at Batavia Downs. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Ryan Hasenauer for joining us last segment. We will have Ryan come back in an hour from now. He'll go through horse by horse of the 19-horse field for the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby. But joining us now here live on the line is Owen Parker. Of course, Owen has been kind enough to join me during home post-game shows. We were at the Hamburg Tap Room last week doing pregame before game number four, and Owen had an adventure yesterday, and we're excited to hear all about it. Owen, good afternoon.
How we doing, Brian? How we doing?
We good. Are you en route back from Boston right now?
I am about halfway through the journey back to Boston, cruising down the 90, just basking in the glory. It's been a pretty surreal 24-48 hours here, and what a night.
Yeah. All right, before we talk about the game, catch everybody up that maybe didn't hear yesterday's morning show. And I know in late stages of the show yesterday, essentially you and Jeremy on air with help from our listeners, essentially you made the decision to go to the game.
Yeah. So Jeremy at around 8:30 yesterday at our morning show just looked over at me and said, like, why aren't you going to the game tonight? And, you know, that kind of was made it his mission for the day to convince me to go to the game straight from the show. And then Mr. Old Man Howard Simon came in and cracked the wallet open and handed me a $10 bill. And that sort of started a chain reaction that spiraled into me going down to Boston and buying every Sabres fan I saw a beer and seeing maybe one of the best hockey games of my life. It was a pretty incredible experience that I do not think will leave me anytime soon. And the Sabres fans, the listeners, you guys out there were the reason it happened, and it was really, really something special.
Yeah, that's great. And kudos to Howard. I mean, for him to give up $10, I mean, that's a major pull by you, Owen. He must really like you.
I cracked the safe. It was quite the ordeal. I was really really pleased by it. Quite something.
Yeah, pay no attention to that as the wallet was opening up. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so you make the drive and you got there in plenty of time. I saw it, right, and then you got a chance to even take in a little pregame scene.
Yeah, we got in around 6 o'clock and got our stuff in our hotel room that we booked right down the street from the garden. And I shot over to the greatest bar and met up with a friend of the station, Sammy P of Chicken Dinner fame. And we had a quick pregame beer. And then we went down to the seats and we sat right behind the Bruins net for two periods. So we saw every goal scored in the game right in front of us. It was probably 20 feet away from every goal scored in the game. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Owen Parker with us from our morning show team. Of course, you can catch him, Joe and Jeremy, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. And he's been also part of our home broadcast postgame shows as well when we've been at KeyBank Center. So, Owen, we'll get to do some more home ones, which is nice because, of course, the Sabres have advanced to round two. The early start that we've all said through this series, which was so key for the Sabres, happened again last night when Tuck scores 3:52 into the game. Getting Boston kind of out of maybe what they really wanted to do. I mean, that, you know, I think that played right into Buffalo's strategy to grab that early lead. And then Samuelson, less than 13 minutes in, it's 2-0. And you almost feel like you got Boston right where they want him there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the start of the game went about as well as you could have asked for. They jump out to the early lead, which, like you mentioned, we have talked about as being so important, despite it not having a great record. I think the team to score first has only won one game before last night in the series. I believe that's correct. I'd have to look over the scores I'm driving right now, but I think it was key. I think it took away, like you said, the Bruins' ability to sort of sit into their neutral zone trap and let the game come to them. They had to kind of come out and chase it. And I think as we saw all series long, when you put them in that spot and the Sabres just can outskate them and outplay them. They're just a better team, and it worked out that way in the end. Last night in Game 6, it was really quite the performance.
And, of course, quite the performance from Alex Lyon. Here are his first-round numbers now that it's complete. 3-0-1 record, a .955 save percentage, a 1.14 goals against, and a plus 5.86 goals saved expected above save percentage there. That's just incredible stuff there from Lyon, who got the opportunity because Luukkonen had kind of a period slip up there. And, and he's taken full advantage. I mean, there's obviously a ton of reasons why the Sabres are moving on, but I think starting with Lyon might be appropriate.
I agree. I think you cannot understate the importance of what he brought coming in and just giving the Sabres stability in the crease. I think that was everybody's concern starting with Luukkonen in the playoffs, was we know that the ceiling is there and that he is a talented goalie that has game-winning potential, but you just don't know what you're going to get every night, and we saw that kind of come to fruition. And Lyon, I think, represents a lot of the opposite of that. Lyon is stable. You feel like you know exactly what you're going to get from him every night. You feel like he looks the same in the net every night. And I thought he was stellar in that game last night. He swallowed everything up he needed to. Nothing felt that dangerous. Made a couple of huge saves that just allowed the Sabres to really settle into the game and find their way to a win. And I think that represents so much of what's important in the playoffs. Your goaltending can really break your back. I think the Sabres experienced that in Game 2 with Luukkonen. And now they've experienced what it can do for you if you've got stable, solid, consistent goaltending back there, and Lyon's providing that and more, as you just mentioned. Those numbers are ridiculous. I think you get a goalie performing like that, that's, you know, Tim Thomas in 2011, right? We just witnessed yep. that last night as he was the flag bearer for the Bruins pregame, and I think that's something you can win a Stanley Cup with. If Lyon's able to keep up anywhere near this level of play, I think the Sabres are going to be really, really tough to beat.
Oh, and your vantage point last night, I saw the picture of where you were, kind of a lower level in the corner. Was what, in my play, or in my opinion, was the play of the game there, where Josh Doan beats Boston's maybe their best two players, Pastrnak and McAvoy, a two-on-one battle. He wins that and then feeds Benson to really kind of seal it, to put it at 3-1. Was that coming right at you, or was that going away from you?
Oh. That was right at me. I saw that puck get dumped into the corner, and I saw the eyes of Josh Doan light up, and it was incredible watching it happen. He was coming straight at us, and you saw it happen, and you could feel it. He beats Pastrnak and McAvoy inside. He kind of slips between them and just puts both elbows out, and he's gone. And you just knew he was going to make a play, and then Benson with, I don't know, the best release shot of his career to beat Swayman, who had been playing, I thought, a great game, but just not good enough to stop that kind of chance. And, I mean, just Could it be any more representative of what the Sabres have become in, like, Doan, a young guy that might not be the most skilled or the fastest, but he's going to outwork you, and he's going to go make a play. He's going to make a smart play, and he's going to find his buddy, who's the rat of all rats, to make a play and finish it off. I think it's so perfect for what the Sabres have become, and I will never forget watching Doan go fight off Pastrnak and McAvoy in that corner, and like that feeling of like jumping up in a sea of Boston fans, like, this is it. They did it. They yeah. won the game. That was it. And it was really, really something special.
Owen Parker from our morning show team here on the Western Hotline joining me, Brian Culziel. I'm live at Batavia Downs. Owen is en route back from Boston after getting a chance to go to Game 6 last night, where the Sabres end up finishing off the Bruins, winning in 6 games. They'll await the Tampa-Montreal winner, which will be Game 7. That'll be tomorrow night, and then whether or not the Sabres play maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, that's probably where it will be slotted in. Still no schedule yet for the NHL on round 2, at least for the start of this upcoming series with the Sabres. Real quick, Owen, one or two more things here. Zach Benson gets that goal on that play from Doan. Benson drew virtually all the penalties last night, but the end of the game there too with McAvoy taking the swing at him. Two-layered question here. What do you think may happen to McAvoy with that swing? And then two, just how Benson is able to play his game while just absolutely irritating the opponent so much so that it gets them off their game and a lot of times ends them in the penalty box.
Yeah, I mean, Benson last night was that's a legacy performance that I think we will all remember forever. Just the irritant that he is to find a way to just get under every single opposing player's skin, I think it's the kind of thing that I think Buffalo fans for so long were watching guys like Brad Marchand in Boston do to teams. And like, why don't we have a guy like that? We need a guy like that. And I think we got a guy like that. I think he is a perfect encapsulation of a Buffalo hockey sort of ideal playoff player. It's unbelievable to watch. I think it's so much fun. I couldn't tell you. I don't know if he's a good talker. I don't know if it's just that he's so good and annoying to play against because he's always got the puck on his stick and he always seems to make the right play. But he is a guy that gets under the skin of his opposition more than anybody I maybe have ever seen.
That's right. Well, Owen, okay, I just did the research for you. The ride to Boston versus the ride to Montreal. The Montreal drive is actually about 30 minutes shorter. So I'm just setting the stage.
All right.
For you to possibly try to pull this all over again if it ends up being a trip to Montreal for the Sabres. Obviously, if they go to Tampa, the last minute sort of thing, that you might have to do a little bit more planning in advance for that. But if it's Montreal, you could pull this all off again here with a quick drive.
I think you might be right, Brian. We'll have to see who the Sabres end up facing. And yeah, I mean, what a magical thing. I just want to say thank you again to everyone that contributed. And I've said this all along. Anything that's left over is going to the 11-day power play and the Roswell Park Ride for Roswell. Just two, you know, charities that the station works with very regularly. I'm going to put the remainder of the funds into there. I feel like that's something that all Sabres fans would be happy with, knowing that that's where their money's going if it didn't go to the game.
Absolutely. Great idea. And again, thanks to everybody that donated to Owen to make that happen. And yes, part of the donation now gets to go to a great cause as well. So, well, Owen, have a safe trip back, and I'll see you at game one. And hope you'll be ready to talk again here on the post-game show after it's over.
I sure am. I'm fired up to do it, and I can't wait to see who they're playing. I'll talk to you then, Brian.
Okay, great. Thanks, Owen. Owen Parker from our morning show team here on the Wester Hotline. You can catch him, Joe, and Jeremy weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. And, Owen, part of our home broadcast as well. He's up in the press box along with Paul Hamilton. Paul's going to join me in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, Sal Capaccio coming up at 3, a little on the Bills and the draft, and also his thoughts on the Sabres. Okay, we're going to take a timeout here on our Kentucky Derby Triple Crown show live at Batavia Downs in the Park Place Room. When we come back, just a couple of thoughts on maybe do we want to play Tampa? Or do we want to play Montreal here in the second round of the playoffs for the Buffalo Sabres? I'm Brian Culziel. More from Batavia Downs after this timeout on WGR.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Welcome back to Batavia Downs. Brian Colesiel here, our Triple Crown Series show, the Kentucky Derby, the 152nd edition, coming your way post time at 6:57 today. When we come back for hour number two, we'll get Sal Capaccio in, him on the Sabres and the Bills and the draft, and maybe even a little thought on what the schedule might look like. That's upcoming very, very soon as well. And then I got to let you know who I think the Sabres should play, whether it's Tampa or Montreal. That's all coming up. Hour two, we're here with you till 5 p.m. live at Batavia Downs on WGR.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.